And it is 25 minutes to 11 o'clock. Very good morning to you. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to join the conversation on 0214460567, 0725671567 on the WhatsApp line. And you can send us the text messages as well as your voice notes. We'd love to hear from you this morning. I'm Zane Johnson in for Keno Cummies all the way through until 12 o'clock. And if you're walking around the city and you come across a giant cigarette butt and you're wondering, well, why is it here? Because we very often find a number of things. I was told now the other day, these hearts along the highway is actually for an organization. They sell these hearts at about 20 Rand each at most of the traffic lights for the homeless people. And I didn't know that. And you often wonder, what is a cigarette butt doing? So a South African waste removal company called RAP, with the double P at the back, have just launched a kick butt initiative. That's spelled with two eyes, initiative spelled with two eyes. And then, of course, the giant cigarette butt installations are made of recycled material and are being used to promote and encourage environmental responsibility. To tell us more about this morning, coming in all the way from Malmesbury, telling me that's a very nice drive coming in there with the new road there, is RAP CEO Clive Amsell. Clive, a very good morning and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi, morning. It's great to be in the show and in your studio.
Why did you decide to create these giant cigarette butts and not just a normal type of campaign that everybody would use, put up posters all over the place?
You know, there is so much noise out there with social media and billboards and signage. And this is a pretty big problem and actually seems like quite a small one. Because a cigarette butt is so tiny, we've really decided to magnify the issue and to really create a physical presence on the most beautiful beaches and sites in South Africa, so that people could just become aware and become conscious of how big they really are and how big the problem is.
I think this is one of the most irresponsible things when it comes to smokers, is actually really the fact that you don't take care and you don't take the responsibility of actually putting that cigarette butt somewhere out of the way. And I want to come later on to exactly how long a cigarette butt actually lasts and whether it biodegrades in the system. But where can we find these giant installations of cigarette butts of yours?
Look, we're moving around currently. Actually, as I speak, we are on Nature's Valley Beach, which is quite a busy beach and one of the most pristine natural environments in South Africa. And that beach tends to get very busy on a day like today. And we're moving around the coast, probably back into Hermanus, and we'll be up in Longabon. And it's really quite weather dependent too, because we look for days when the beaches will be full. And then we've been up Table Mountain. We'll be moving up into Tekai. And those are just the Western Cape locations. And during the year, we'll be moving up country as we go.
Yeah. And most of us, without even knowing the stats, for instance, get a sort of a general sense of the litter, which is becoming a huge problem. And how much of this is actually due to cigarette butts? Because, you know, if you move around just in the city itself, just in this little CBD between our offices down towards Adderley Street, everybody is standing and huffing and puffing outside a door somewhere along the road. And that's just on one road in the city. So how much of a problem of our pollution and our sort of non-recyclable things are due to cigarette butts?
Look, it's the bit of research we've done on the global problem. National Geographic quotes statistics that there are 7 billion, it's actually 7 trillion cigarette butts produced every year. And 18 million, that's 18 million a day. And their estimation is that only 70% of those end up in nature and 30% end up in landfill. There is no recycling process available for the bats. So the problem is that the bats are made of a plastic called cellulosin acetate, and that gets into the environment in microfine pieces. And then the bat also contains toxins like arsenic, and the nicotine is actually poisonous too. The other problem with it is, particularly in the dry areas, we were just talking about fires earlier, it's a massive problem if people flick them out of their motor vehicles when in dry periods, because if they are light, they can cause fire.
You've made these huge butt installations. What are they made out of?
So we've taken decommissioned telephone posts and we've cut them up and used ordinary graffiti paint and painted them to resemble exactly a cigarette butt. Yeah, the end looks as if it has burnt, and then we've got a yellow end, and the white part is the old leftover tobacco section.
Tell us about How does this cigarette butt, because I was a smoker for a number of years, but I quit about 16 years ago. Does this thing actually decompose? What happens to it? You can't just throw it or bury it in a landfill and expect it to decompose, because it's not going to.
Yeah, you know, it really depends on the environment the bat ends up in, because they float so well. And they really do end up in the stormwater systems, and then ultimately in the rivers, and then in the ocean. It's actually very difficult to tell how many of them are actually floating out there. It can take between 18 months and 10 years to decompose. Now, that decomposed material is the poison, and it becomes invisible, and it ends up in the organisms, in the animals that we eat, even in the fish, because the microplastic becomes part of the ecosystem that it ends up in, you know. So it's a problem.
Smokers, they're going to be lighting up a cigarette. They're going to be standing there. They're going to be smoking that cigarette. Once they finish, it's either going to go onto the ground and stomped out with the shoe, or it's going to be placed in some nicely designed thing, you know, that they have. The last thing on their mind is, how do I actually get rid of this particular butt? Yeah. And we're having a chat this morning. Just let me recap to you. Clive Amsell is with us. He's the CEO of RAPP, which is RAPP. So you've come up with a clever idea for people who are totally irritated by this cigarette butt. I was a smoker, but I get so irritated with that.
Yeah, you know, the idea is really to take responsibility for the butt, and that's why we put two I's in the spelling. You know, it's I and I. It's really about you. And it's not a difficult thing. We're not against smoking as such. People must do what they want to with their health, but it's really about not contaminating the environment with your habit. And it's just a matter of not flicking it away and taking your butt, kicking that habit of flicking it or sticking it into the ground, and just taking it with you. Even on a landfill, it's taken care of properly, you know. On a landfill, there's leachate dams which take those poisonous materials. It flows into that, and that gets treated very responsibly. You know, the Western Cape in particular has extremely sophisticated landfills, and the contaminants are dealt with very carefully, and it's well managed by the Department of Environmental Affairs in the Western Cape. So it's just taking responsibility for your butt.
We're kicking butt this morning. We're kicking butt with Clive Amsell, talking about cigarette butts. And I know that there are a number of people out there going, in my area, in my office, down the stairs in the parking lot, everybody stands and smokes there, and this is it. So how do people get in contact with you? How do they sort of ask you and sort of reach out to you and say, please help?
Look, we're on Facebook, and people can go onto Facebook under KIICKBUTT. That's our handle. They're welcome to message us. We have an Instagram page too with the same address. And we also on Twitter. So we're on those three social media platforms. We're really wanting to try and get to areas that are concentrated with people and traffic that commonly get polluted. I actually thought of, as you mentioned, the Cape Town CBD, you know, having a few butts lying in the at the big traffic intersections. If you look down, you'll just see piles of these things lying there, you know, and they're ending up in the ocean. They can only end up there. When the rains come, they float and they wash down into the stormwater system and end up in the sea, unless they get picked up by somebody.
So what do you do if I reach out to you on your Facebook page, Kick Butts, and what do you do? Do you come out and assist? Or?
No, well, what we'll do is do an installation in an area that has a particular problem and hopefully just create an awareness. You know, we're not really a cleaning service. We won't be out there to clean and pick them up at the moment. It costs a lot of money unless, you know, we find a sponsor to come and pick these things up. But ultimately, you know, waste removal costs money, and it's really about each person taking responsibility for that one little butt that they smoke and taking it with them and disposing of it properly in a dustbin, you know.
And that's Clive Amsell, the CEO of RAPP and the founder of an initiative called Kick Butt. You can find them on Instagram and find them also on Facebook. All the best for you, and let's hope you keep kicking butts in the 2020, and all the best to you and the family.
Great to be in the studio. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Clive Amsell, with us this morning.